WHFR Dearborn. You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. That was Paradise Hoax. They're going to be in here to do a live set in just a couple of weeks, 2 weeks from today. Well, without further ado, as promised, we have Noin Toter de Plage getting ready to do a live set for us. Are you guys ready? All right, take it away. Yeah. All right. You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. And it was Neun Toter de Plug doing a show. Yeah. Let me get it out. A track four is called The Awaiting. Isn't that right?
That's right. That track is called The Awaiting.
Okay. Would you like to introduce yourselves?
Sure. My name is Ryan Opperman.
And I'm Britannia Kuhn.
We are Neun Toter der Plago today.
Okay. And tell me a little bit about how did this whole thing start?
Wow. How did it start? Tape loops. And I used to use tape loops of some different classical music and things like that, more modern stuff. And I just really wanted to mix black metal vocals and some other things. I used to do a lot of scraping metal, and I used to use mic'd scrap metal to do my vocals through. But it was just something that started out really, really raw, really chaotic, kind of stuff I did in the basement.
How many years ago was that?
That would have been 2003, so 10 years ago probably about.
Wow, almost. Time flies.
Yep.
Alrighty, and you have other projects that you've done over the years too, right?
That's correct. For many years I've done Red Rot. That was pretty much the first project I really started up as solo. I'm a bass player mostly, but lately it's slipped into going back into my electronic projects because, as many musicians know, it's very hard to keep a band together at times. So.
This is true. Others?
Let's see, what else do I do? Clinical Scum. That's another project I do that's mostly synthesizer-based, electronics, and shortwave radios, and AM radios, and strange things, interferences and the like. Definitely more of a, everything I do is pretty much of a dark nature, but let's see, what else do I do? Those are the three main projects I do these days.
Okay.
Neun Toter, Clinical Scum, and Red Rot.
Is it all on your own label, or?
Gosh, I really haven't done my own label in a long time. I used to do Skeletone, and that was my cassette label. That's as far as I got. And I had to stop doing it just because it was really, honestly, I wasn't even making back the money that I could just to afford to make new things and put out new stuff. So I just end up giving most of it away. That's what I do to my friends and such.
All right. So you just do projects, but you don't really have releases anymore? Or?
No, I still get releases. It's just kind of, usually I wait till somebody contacts me. I don't do a whole lot of like begging about, you know, getting on certain labels or anything. But I have been on many fantastic labels over the years. So,
mm-hmm.
Local labels out of like Slaughter Productions in Italy, which is no longer, unfortunately.
Really?
Yeah. That was Atrex Morg's label, Marco Corbelli. But, unfortunately he committed suicide.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
That was a long time ago, or a few years back, maybe like 2006 or 7, I think. And but then I've been on Russian labels like Abgird Subdivision. There's been like Bloodlust out of Chicago, all sorts of stuff. I've done many fantastic labels, lots of smaller labels, worked with so many great artists over the years. It's been fun. So.
Do you have a website?
I have SoundCloud pages for all three of my main projects that I'm performing currently.
Okay.
That's soundcloud.com. And then there's I also have a Bandcamp that catches all of my, just pretty much all of my projects. I put up a lot of stuff for free download because I have had a little bit of trouble getting my stuff released lately, but there's definitely interest out there still, so.
Okay, so that would be the main way that somebody would find your stuff then if they'd want it? Is pretty much SoundCloud,
yeah.
And Bandcamp? Any other that you can think of?
I gosh, to be quite honest, I'm not sure who's still got what. So I still have a few records of my own at home, but it's like I don't know what the other labels have or and what's available or whatnot. So.
Do you have like contact info that you'd give out?
Yeah, sure. You could go to, well, really, I mean, you can go to any of my email's not the best way to get a hold of me. So probably the best way to get a hold of me would just be through my SoundCloud or Facebook. Yeah, I'm on Facebook as Ryan Opperman.
Okay. Well, that's certainly a way. That's the way most people like to do it nowadays. Okay. Anything coming up in the future? Something that you're working on? Or?
Gosh, as far as things I'm working on from the for the future, just waiting on things to still come out, and I'm always kind of just trying new stuff, experimenting, trying to forge ahead if I can. So.
Okay. Well, let me ask you a serious question, if I can, for a second.
Sure.
All right. Where does all this darkness come from?
To be quite honest, I've always liked weird, scary stuff. Music, movies, art, the whole works. But I think it really comes from the fact I love my birthday. Halloween's my birthday.
Oh, okay.
So I just turned 34 this year. Hooray.
Oh, happy belated birthday.
Thank you.
So you weren't afraid of anything when you were growing up, huh?
That's not true. No, I mean, I've definitely been afraid of things growing up, but...
But I mean, the whole Halloween thing, you were probably...
Oh, Halloween, no. No, that's my party. That's my day.
What are some of your favorites, though, the influences, like some of the dark stuff and all that?
Influences for dark stuff.
Or just your favorites to listen to.
Gosh, lots and lots of death metal. Mostly like Finnish death metal from the early 90s, Swedish death metal from the early 90s, some great U.S. stuff from the late 80s, early 90s. Gosh, my influence really comes from a lot of things. A lot of Russian futurist classical music. Piano music, mostly instrumental stuff,
dark ambient.
A lot of dark ambient, yeah. Death industrial stuff like Brighter Death Now or Archon Satani. There's a whole bunch of different things on the Cold Meat Industry label that I used to be really into. Slaughter Productions I used to collect. I still have a bunch of that stuff. Really comes from a lot of different things, though. It's like a kind of a compound of many things.
I always wondered how, you know, some people that get into that type of stuff, like, you know, they have problems, they go over the edge, they do some really wicked stuff. Like some of those metal, death metal bands, like, you know, things like burning down churches and...
Well, that was the Norwegian black metal second wave. Yeah, that was Count Grishnak. Yeah, but... Yeah, there's church burnings and all those things. I do not care to involve myself in such activities. It's not my thing.
I didn't think so. What do you think separates the two? Like how some people are able to maintain a normal life and how some people are like fanatics like that or whatever?
To be quite honest, I'm not sure. But I know most of those guys were very young when those things were happening in Norway. I don't know about, there's all kinds of detail you could get into, but it's weird to think about. But I think definitely separation from, I'm not really sure what causes all that stuff. Mm-hmm. But there was murders, there was, church burnings, all kinds of stuff. But I don't listen to as much black metal as I listen to death metal these days.
Now, what is the difference? I've always wondered that.
Death metal's a little more like, and black metal's a little more like, right? So
okay, different flavor.
That's what it seems. Yeah, and I like the crossover, like Black Death stuff, Bestial Black Death, all that. I mean, I'm a pretty huge metalhead too, but what separates them? If you think of black metal, like when I think of black metal, I think of bands like Burzum or Dark Throne or. Gosh, there's so many, but Emperor, there's all kinds of bands from Norway that were playing that style. Mayhem. But those bands have kind of like slower cascading riffs. They still use the blast beats, they still use the fast stuff, except the chord progressions are very slow sometimes. They're slower than, say, death metal, where it's like they're just trying to get as many just sick riffs as possible in. So, yeah.
Okay, so let's see. Death metal would be more like thrash if you had to compare it.
They can both come from thrash, but death metal's a little more thrash-based, yeah.
Yeah, and then black metal is more sludge, maybe, at times?
No, it's strange. It's hard to put them.
Well, like, I'm thinking of Black Sabbath when I think of that, you know, like...
Oh, Black Sabbath. Yeah, but...
You know, some of the slower, you know, progressive...
Yeah.
Starting out, like that kind of thing.
Black Sabbath definitely, yeah, that's huge for me, too, but... I love old heavy metal stuff. Like, Black Sabbath is huge. It's an awesome metal band in general, but I'm not sure. Black Sabbath, brought in the occult kind of thinking with all that stuff.
I don't mean they'd fall into that category, but that's a good analogy of what black metal is like, kind of.
Yeah, I guess.
Okay. All right. You have one more track for us, The Ghostly Hand.
The Ghastly Hand.
The Ghastly Hand, I'm sorry. I'm trying to read it from here. It's like a dot now. It's not an A or an O. Anyway, will that take us up to about 6 then?
Yeah, that should take us up there. Yeah, do you have any more questions for me, Mr.?
I guess that's it. Is there anything else you want to mention? Do you want to give us one more time how to, you know, get a hold of your stuff and contact you?
Sure. Redrot.soundcloud.com, neuntoterderplaga@soundcloud.com, or .soundcloud.com. Oh, man. You know what? You'd really have to go to soundcloud.com and look up my individual project names. Redrot, Neuntoter, Derplaga, and... Clinical Scum.
Clinical Scum.
With K's. Clinical is with K's, and the scum even has a K in it.
So. Okay. Glad you clarified that. All right. You ready? Take it away. All right. Yeah, that was Noon Toter de Blog, a track called The Ghastly Hand. I want to thank you guys for coming down and playing for us.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, I just had a quick question before we get out of here. What is that instrument there?
This is a zither.
Zither?